in the cutthroat business world that we live in now, people try and go for the highest price they can get. But in this case, they're not. But that doesn't solve problems of farmers in the northwest, because there are massive transport costs. And I'm just backing up a call by the ICSA that somehow that the transport of this fodder be subsidised. In 6 to 8 weeks' time, farmers will run out of fodder. We will have a financial crisis then, a much bigger one than the amount of money it would cost to transport this fodder. We would also be facing an animal welfare crisis. And we'd also, we talk a lot about mental health. These farmers are under massive stress in the run-up to Christmas, and they're worried what they're going to do in the new year. So instead of when the proverbial hits the fan, talking about doing something about it, like 4 years ago, I had actually a couple of farmers who were talking about having to shoot their animals unless they actually got some help, that we plan ahead and we do it now and we make that commitment, because ultimately this is what the economy of counties like Donegal is about. And for the sake of putting in place a small, relatively small stopgap and financial support to do this, and also the idea of meal vouchers to subsidise this actual feed, when the crisis will hit, and we know it will hit, then we actually, it's investing for this area, and it will actually lead to a much greater dividend. And it doesn't stay in farmers' pockets. Like, I am a townie, I live in the middle of a town, I'm not a farmer, but I know from working in this in this game that pretty much everything that ends up getting spent in my town originally comes out of a farmer's pocket, and comes out of a scheme or a financial scheme that they're on. So this affects everyone, even down to radio stations, because people who purchase stuff in these shops, because of this money, the shops advertise with everyone, and the whole economy needs this.
One of the things you hear often from the Department of Agriculture is our hands are tied by Brussels, our hands are tied by Brussels. And very often we're told the problem isn't Brussels, the problem is actually red tape at local level in Dublin. From your conversations in Brussels and in Strasbourg, do you feel this can be supported within the context of EU rules, that there won't be any blockages as such coming from the EU, from the Commission?
Look, as I said, we're talking about the new cap and giving more control to countries on the common agricultural policy. And one thing I have found, and I would be sceptical when it comes to financial issues in Europe and when it comes to PESCO and the potential militarisation of Europe, I would be sceptical. But one area I am not sceptical of, and that comes from experience, is that the DG Agri, or the Agriculture Commission, doesn't put roadblocks in people's way. And in many cases, on umpteen cases, we brought farmers out to meet the Commission, and the same old story, actually it's the department at home that's causing the blockage. So if we want to support farmers, we will be allowed to support farmers. But in the long term, we've also got to look at how the cap money is distributed, because there is a thing called the disadvantaged area scheme. Now it's changing to the name of the area of natural constraints. A lot of that money goes to areas that do not have natural constraints. And as a result of it, areas in Donegal, which inevitably face these conditions and will face more of them, doesn't get what it should. So in the review of this, and it has been delayed for a year, areas, and there are criteria, 12 criteria to get in on this scheme. And one of them is the amount of wetland and the amount of rainfall in your area. So when this new scheme is decided, on a permanent basis, people in these areas that are currently affected need to get more support anyways, because otherwise farming will not continue. And it is a bit perverse that farmers on better land are actually getting more money than farmers on bad land. That doesn't make sense, and it's got to change.